This is not a book filled with look on the bright side advice. This is a book for women who don't have and don't want a spiritual makeover after breast cancer. We like who we are, and we like our lives, and we don't expect cancer to fix what's wrong with them. I was surprised to find that a life-threatening experience did not become a life-altering one. That's not to say I didn't learn things about myself from the experience. Of course I did. For one thing, I learned how clueless I was about breast cancer when it was unwrapped from the soft pink packaging that had lulled me into thinking, well, okay, even if you do get it, it won't be that bad. It's so curable these days. You will get through this. It will suck at times, for sure, but it will not be more than you can handle. Here's a little secret. You don't have to have a TV movie version of your breast cancer. You don't have to have the experience you've read about a million times in women's magazines and People. I realized fairly quickly that I didn't want to do any of the things I thought were expected of me. I didn't want to go to a support group, either to support or to be supported. I was too fragile then. I felt about Cancer Club the same way I did when I got my first invitation to join AARP. Yikes! No way am I doing this. Throw that thing out before someone sees you with it. Cancer Club is a perverse organization where you pay your dues in order to be let out, not in. But even if you throw out that membership card, once they send it to you, you're in it. AARP is only slightly less persistent. I do not have an AARP card. I just can't do it. And I only show my cancer card on select occasions. It just may be that you may not think of cancer as your ultimate self-improvement opportunity. If that's the case, you can join our chapter of the club. We're working on a cool Latin motto, maybe changing the old in vino veritas, which means in wine there is truth, something every woman who has ever drunk dialed an ex-boyfriend understands, to in chemo veritas. Either that or stercus accidit, which I'm told means shit happens. For at least a year after I had breast cancer, you should have seen me trying to find some pearl of wisdom when my friends asked me how breast cancer had changed me. But I had nothing. Nada. I went on a spiritual cancer journey, and all I brought back was this lousy attitude. I did wonder sometimes if I had some kind of character flaw. Was I now officially the shallowest woman on the planet? And if so, is there a reality show in my future?